Hey there, dog lover. Welcome to this episode of The Unconventional Dog Trainer. We hope you enjoy our battle-tested relationship-based solutions for helping your unconventional dog shine. With your host, Luzell Coburn. Let's dive in.
Management fails. Relationship-based leadership saves lives. Hi, I'm Luzell, the Unconventional Dog Trainer, and what does that even mean? All right, so let's dive into what good leadership is. So let's look at the qualities of a good leader. So just because somebody raises their voice and yells and screams does not make them a good leader. I have met many people in leadership positions who never raise their voice, and yet I respect them. And I will move heaven and earth for them because they're a good leader. And then I know people who yell and scream, and I do not have the time of day for them. In fact, basically, it means nothing that they go off their trolley. It's just free entertainment for me. So what is good leadership really? What does it look like? Well, it's fear. It is, it's not that it's kind or unkind. It is safety-based. So if you feel safe with somebody, then if they grabbed you and bruised your arm to pull you out of traffic, you're not going to yell at them for or get upset at them for bruising your arm. You're going to be thankful that they pulled you out of traffic. So it's not about what you do. It's about why and how you do it. So one of the things I instill in my dogs from a very early age is the word careful. So if they go up to an electric fence or something that could fall on top of them, I say careful. And my dogs, over that experience has taught them that if I say careful, they need to come back to me because that's where it's safe. Because I also don't go close to them. I walk the other way and go, careful, I'm going this way because that's going to lead to trouble. My dogs learn that over time. They can trust me. What I say is going to help them. We also do a lot of things where just minor feedback from me gets me a result with my dogs. Now, bear in mind, when you have higher drive working dogs, these dogs were bred to ignore pain and any stimulus when they're in drive. So they have got a really high pain threshold, especially if they're in drive. I knew a dog who would run Delta, my first Malinois, would go through an electric fence just to get to the other side. She had an extremely high pain threshold. She also raised my pain threshold. Anyway, she was a dog that I really struggled with her because I wasn't a very good relationship-based leader at that point. I struggled a lot. I had no skills whatsoever. Over time, I've become more patient. Patience is a quality of a great leader. Patience and stuff doesn't mean that you're going to ignore bad behavior and stuff. A good relationship-based leader is understanding why your dog is doing something. Are they stressed? Is there a basic need that needs to be met? So are they hungry, thirsty, need to toilet? Are they overexcited, adrenalized, or are they tired? I don't know if I've repeated any of those, but you can find the list and probably one of my blog posts. So these are important to understand because a good leader will not expect more of the dog than they are capable of doing. Just like a good human leader wouldn't expect more of their staff, or a teacher wouldn't expect more of their students than they're capable of. So you need to, a good relationship-based leader means that you have such a good relationship with a dog that the dog doesn't want to do the thing that you've said no to because they respect you that much. They care and love you that much that they do not want to do anything that you don't want. And as a relationship-based leader too, you will treat your dog as kindly as possible. So if I ask my dogs to do something, I will say, Schnooey, sit please. And that's how I speak to my dog. And I often get a sit, and if I don't, I just back it up. Sit, please. Sit, dog. So that's how I speak to my dogs. I don't need to yell and scream at them. I don't need to raise my voice because that's not what relationship-based leadership is. Relationship-based leadership is all about teamwork, working together, but the human is the one that needs to be in charge for safety's sake. And a lot of the cues and whether you call them commands or cues, it doesn't matter what you call them. It matters how you deliver them. We get a little bit hung up on words, but what I really want to know is how those words are expressed. Hey, Shnui, can you sit for me, please? Good dog. So how you're actually delivering your thing. Whether you call them a cue, you could still call them a cue and yell to your dog, sit! And whether you call it a cue or command, it's irrelevant. It's how you deliver it that matters. So how do you speak to your dog? Does your dog listen? Can they listen? A stressed dog might not be able to hear you. I often explain to my clients that if you are watching TV, I don't know, a lot of husbands get accused of this, but I'm like this too. So if I'm stuck watching TV, somebody could yell at me from here and I would not hear them because my focus is elsewhere. Is your dog in that state of mind? Do you need to give them a bit of a tap on the shoulder to say, hey, mate, I'm actually talking to you. Can you listen to me? And I'm like, quite often I'm like, why didn't you say you wanted me to talk back to you? I didn't actually get that you were talking to me. It's relationship-based leadership recognizes that the person isn't able to hear them or understand them. And it's the leader's responsibility to make sure that the person they're working with understands them and is able to respond to them. And when they can't, well, then they make adjustments to help the employee, student, dog work with them better. Because relationship-based leadership is all about teamwork. And teamwork makes the dream work. Hey, Shinobi dog. So, does your dog like to spend time with you? This is all information. If your dog is avoiding you, then that means that you haven't really got a really good relationship-based leadership. If your dog is cowering every time you speak, you haven't got relationship-based leadership. You have got a dictatorship. Relationship-based leadership is not a dictatorship. It means that your dog is responding to you because they enjoy spending time with you. They trust you. They know you're going to be there to keep them safe, and they want to feel safe, and they know that they feel safe with you. So that's what it is, comes down to. And when you've got good relationship-based leadership, you can break up a dog fight just with your voice. You can get your dog out of a tricky situation without too much drama. And that's why I say it saves lives, because when your dog wants to do what you ask because it's based on safety and a relationship, hey, Shnui, then you're going to get far better results. And that's through experience. I've had dogs that I've done other styles of training with and other styles of bits and pieces. I've tried every single dog training style out there, and by far, this one's given me the best relationship, the one I enjoy having with my dogs, the best results. And it's great because I can break up a dog fight just with my voice, with my dogs anyway. And my dogs respond really beautifully. So I enjoy this. Anyway, I hope this has helped you. If you have any comments, share them below. If you know a friend who would benefit from this video, please share it with them. And if you want more videos like this, or more episodes like this, please subscribe so you catch them. Anyway, happy training. Catch you in the next one.
Thank you for listening to this episode of The Unconventional Dog Trainer. If you enjoyed this episode, please subscribe so you don't miss an episode. Or share it with a friend to help us help more dogs enjoy long, happy lives in their homes. We also have more resources for you at thedogtraininglab.com. Catch you in the next episode.